Elon Musk's ownership of Twitter has gotten off to a shaky start. In his latest controversial move, he's banned more than a half dozen Twitter accounts, mainly high-profile tech journalists who were reporting on Musk's ownership of the company. Some, like Aaron Ruper, had been critical of Musk.
There does seem to be a goal here to kind of put a chill on negative coverage of him, critical coverage of him, by sort of conveying to journalists, hey, you know, if you cross me, I can kind of take this all away from you. I can sort of banish you from this platform that people in the media rely on.
The ban had also extended to others who hadn't been particularly critical of Musk.
I had a message which popped up, which said I was suspended. Then a little bit later, there was a banner that came up that said I had been permanently suspended, and if I wanted to appeal it, to click on a particular link, I clicked on that link, and it's a broken link.
Late Thursday, Musk briefly joined on a Twitter Spaces chat where he justified suspending the journalist because he claimed they doxed him, meaning they made public his live location or personal information details. Musk claims he wants to bring back free speech to Twitter, but banning these journalists seems to run counter to that. And up until now, most of the talk has been about the people that Musk has invited back on the platform, many of whom are very controversial figures. Like this far-right troll account used to make anti-Semitic statements. It was suspended in 2007 for violating Twitter's policy on hateful conduct, but Musk reinstated it last week.
Do I think that it's going to necessarily make Musk hemorrhage users at this point? Maybe not. Is it incredibly damaging towards the idea that somehow this is a free speech absolutist, we're moving towards more free speech, we're allowing more free speech? I think we're already seeing the limits of what his own personal definition of what that looks like is on the platform.
What's clear now is that Twitter is Elon Musk's own private platform where only he decides who is allowed to tweet and who gets suspended if they cross him. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.